Good morning. This is Dr. Lori Moore, and I'm here today to share with you about surrender. And I'd like to share this with you in the context about our thoughts and illusions and ideas about what it's like when we pass on, because so much is said about this, and if we really look deeply, we already know that our death and our birth are actually in the same moment and have already occurred. And that is not something the intellect can comprehend, but the soul knows this. You came in exactly as who you are, and you go out the same way. However, on another level of consciousness in which you're an individual, you go out different based on how you choose to use your incarnation. And the beauty of the incarnation is an experiment. The angels dropped you down back in, dropped you off, and don't wait at the bus stop too long. There's a unique pattern inside you that allows love to birth through you on the planet. And when you go over, and people say, oh, no one knows, and okay, we don't know, but I know that I talk to people on the other side, just like I talk to people here. It's not a phenomenon to me. It's a phenomenon that I talk to people here. It's a miracle. And as we begin to exist in many realms, which has always been available, we're in communication with everyone, with the animals, with the plants, with the people on the other side, with the animals on the other side. And what happens when you go to the other side, it's not like you literally go to the other side, you drop your body. It's like when you're a flower and your petals have gone through their lifespan, they drop off. And that's what you do. You drop off your body like the petals that wilt, but you're still you in your element. It's a circus over there, let me tell you. Everything's going on. There are people totally dissolved into the light. There are people who held on to identities and rituals they did on Earth and are just doing the same thing over there. There's people who are suffering, and it doesn't feel poignant because there's no body to reflect that in a very dense way, but it can be a trap. There's people who are liberated. There's people who devote completely to the world. They just see the world as they're here, the third-dimensional world. What do I mean by third-dimensional? I mean the personality, the body, whatever's going on in this context here. They devote so firmly that when they pass over, they're able to release and devote to something deeper. And I'll tell you, everyone's forgiven, because if you practice here and exercise your devotion towards something good, you're rewarded in every moment. If you exercise your devotion towards something that hurts others, you suffer every moment. And the minute you drop that agenda of something that hurts others, you still master devotion. It's yours, and you turn it, and you're very able. You have the capacity. You've developed it to turn it inward. So what happens with the seeker is we get a little dose. And I've been through this many times, and I had to recommit inward. Because what else is there to do, ultimately? What else is there but this great love within? You get a dose of that great love, and there's a tendency to take it, oh, well, it's me, and now I can do this with it and that with it, and you're not bad. It's just that at some point you notice the suffering that goes with it. And what seems like joy feeds the ego. Later back, as you go deeper inside, you're finding it, there's a deep pain element to it. And eventually, whether you're on this side or, you know, with the body, or your body's gone, or you see the beautiful gift of simply giving everything back inward to the love, and that anything you grope for outside, you can't anymore. There is no outside. And you start to just see everything that you are, and you don't need to defend anymore because you realize everyone is everything. So there's nothing to defend. You don't need to just be what we consider to be good. That's why the animals are so beautiful to me and humble, because you talk to an animal and they'll tell you their good qualities and their bad qualities, and there's no charge. They're not boasting. They're not condemning themselves. They're not modest. They're not showing off. They're just telling the truth. You know, I've had animals tell me, I'm highly intelligent and I'm extremely stubborn. And it's just, it is what it is. It is the beauty of being incarnated and human and being everything. And someday you'll just want to look in the mirror, and maybe that's now, and look at everything that you've been, and you'll start to see you are just a reflection of something else that's very big and loves all of what you are. Thank you.